Good morning. Thank you, Reverend Bob. Thank you, Huda. Thank you all for your wonderful hospitality and generous welcome to Canada. This time, Ottawa has been my first stop. So I go on Wednesday to Toronto and then Montreal and back to London. So it's a delight to be here this morning. After a stormy visit to the Middle East before I came to Canada, I went to Syria and I stopped in Lebanon, and the situation was heartbreaking, totally, totally heartbreaking. And yesterday, the peace walk meant a lot to me because I felt the Middle East and every corner in this world which suffers the violence of war represented in Parkdale United Church. And I felt on behalf of every nation and every person suffering from the devastating consequences of war has a voice in Ottawa. As insignificant as it can sound, it is hugely significant if you live in both sides of the world. Today, we are celebrating the birthday of the church, Pentecost, the celebration of our identity. Finian, yes, you, was baptized and assumed his own identity as part of the body of Christ. When Jesus appeared through the closed doors, as the disciples were gathering, Jesus did not recognize the closed doors. He did not recognize the walls. And in Acts, according to St. Luke, we see that Pentecost came with a violent roaring wind. In the word in Greek is not a breeze. It's not a gentle breeze. It's a violent roaring wind came to the place. Also came despite the walls and the doors. We all feel comfortable behind closed doors. We all feel comfortable in our routine. But when war breaks out, war does not also recognize doors and walls. War destroys everything. And most importantly, it destroys lives, hearts, and souls. I always say, whatever you hear about war, whatever you see in the news about war, whatever books you read, whatever movies you see, there is absolutely nothing, nothing equal to 60 seconds living there. Nothing. It's not the fear of dying. It's not the fear of facing death in war. No. It is the fear of facing annihilation, not only of you, but everything around you and all your world. When the Spirit blows, it's the opposite of war. Yes, it comes with disturbing our routine. It disturbs our walls and our comfort zones. It appears that it throws us into chaos. But that chaos has power. And that power is the power of transforming our lives. If those fear, full of hesitation, disciples barricaded behind closed doors, behind walls, if they remained there, we wouldn't have been here, correct? If they surrendered to their routine, to their fear, to their barricading behind those closed doors out of fear, they would have never had the power to go out and face the world, which was their mission. The church starts when our worship finishes and we go out of those comfortable walls and doors. Because when we allow the Spirit to blow, things start happening. And in the middle of war, in the middle of this chaos of destruction, also the Spirit blows. Also, God works enormously with huge power among young people, among children, among unexpected people and ways and methods and ways that we can't imagine. I have seen the work of God inside the destruction. I see sometimes the grace of God like a seed dying in the ground, taking the nourishment of the ground and breaking into life, green life. We have seen that in the Middle East. We have seen that in Lebanon. We have seen that in Syria. We have seen that in Iraq. Because of that, we are the church that believes we are the instrument of that Holy Spirit. When God breathes into the world through us, my friends, the cross scarred God forever. Don't ever forget that. When Jesus appeared to the disciples, he showed them what? Right? He showed them what? His wounds. His side. The resurrection does not cancel the cross. And when Jesus ascended to the Father, he carried with him his wounds. And when the church goes into the world, we carry the world's wounds with us. The grace of God does not cancel the wounds, does not cancel the pain, but empower us to transform the pain into the joy of being new creation. What is the Pentecost? It's a new creation, new identity. The baptism is not magic. Finian was not magically transformed. He assumed At that point, when Bob baptized him, assumed a new identity, and when we allow the Spirit to rock our walls and our doors, we assume the identity of the Spirit, and we go out challenging the pain, challenging the war, challenging those who are spreading destruction in our world. Unfortunately, my friends, still most of the wars in the world are being conducted in the name of God. This is appalling. And that's what we must challenge all the time. But first of all, let us open our doors and let the Spirit blow. In the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus breathed into them the Spirit. You know that verb in the whole of the Bible appeared one time only, when God breathed into Adam life. The same verb. And the same verb, God gave power to human being, the power of creation, the power of life. It's tough. It's the challenge of every generation. And if we want our children to know what it means to be in peace, we need to create the culture of peace, the culture of the Pentecost, the culture of the new identity that we assume when we believe in Christ. My friends, finally, I want to share with you that in Pentecost, the Spirit unites the church. There is no power for denominations. Denominations are like, sorry to be brutal, but for me, denominations are like shops. And every shop wants to protect its customers. And the Spirit does not recognize that. The Spirit recognizes the power of the risen Lord and unites us in Parkdale with Latakia or Homs in Syria, with Baghdad in Iraq. Because in the Spirit, there are no barriers. You know why? Because the Spirit does not recognize our order. We think we have orders, but sometimes, through our orders, we break the Spirit. Because of that, the Spirit challenges our order to bring us, to disturb us, in order to know our mission. And our mission is to bring the crucified and risen Lord to the whole world. And this is the beginning of peace. Congratulations to the church for the new identity. Congratulations to the world that Christ is alive. And finally, I want to say to you all, Christ is risen. No, that's not the community of the resurrection. No. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Now we have hope. And now the journey begins. Amen.